This weekend, there's a lot happening, and we want to make sure that you're on top of the best events and activities. Our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, shares her list of things to do.
Got your to-do list ready? Now, we're not talking about taking kids to football practice or cleaning the house or going grocery shopping. We're talking about your weekend events to-do list. Oh, you don't have one yet? Well, that's why we're here.
And they're off.
It's Philadelphia Marathon weekend. Well, it's too late to run the race, but let's be real. Most of us enjoy it from the sidelines. But you can still sign the kids up for Sunday's fun run. And if you want some inspiration, head to the Health and Fitness Expo at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on Friday and Saturday. Maybe next year we'll see you in the race. But if you want to watch this year, it starts at 7 a.m. on Sunday. And there are a lot of great places you can see it from around the city on the marathon race course.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
I know, it's early, but they've moved up the Christmas calendar, and if you look around, it is beginning to look a lot like the holiday season. We're not quite ready for chestnuts roasting on an open fire, but some attractions are kicking off this week. Yes, all of the holiday lights are coming on around the city. At Abington Arts Center, Astralumina returns tonight. The interactive light installation is not explicitly holiday-themed, but we'll count it as part of the season's offerings. It goes through December 15th. Lumi Nature returns to the Philadelphia Zoo tonight with more than a million lights this year. It goes through January 4th. Franklin Square hosts its annual winter holiday event with the Electrical Spectacle Light Show, Chili Philly Mini Golf, and Street Curling. It starts tonight as well. And on Friday, a Longwood Christmas begins. Organizers say this year's event is its biggest ever with the debut of several new spaces and hundreds and thousands of lights. Get those tickets now because it's always popular. A Longwood Christmas goes until January 12th.
A row of self-help books line my bedroom shelf. Well, there's one rule those books forgot. You never fall in love with an elf.
Elf, the Broadway musical, is at the Walnut Street Theater for a 5-week run through December 29th. There are two special kids' night shows on December 12th and 13th where a kid gets in free with one paid adult ticket. Now, we would consider that a gift.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Winter wonderland? We think that describes Christmas underwater at the Adventure Aquarium in Camden. Scuba Santa is back starting on Saturday, along with the world's tallest underwater Christmas tree and the Snow Tundra. How do they get the tree to hold up in the water, though? Well, take the kids. Maybe they'll explain it to you while you're there. Christmas underwater goes through Christmas Eve. If laughter is the best medicine, then Michelle Wolf must be a doctor. The homegrown comedian from Hershey, PA, has written for both The Daily Show with Trevor Noah and Late Night with Seth Meyers. Hanging out with those guys helped prepare her for her own Netflix special. You can see Michelle at Punchline on Friday and Saturday night. Both shows start at 7:30. For some folks, laughter releases endorphins. For others, it's music. The Philadelphia Orchestra will perform Berlioz's Symphony Fantastique with conductor Stefan Deneve. It's all for a good cause, your sanity. The concert is at the Kimmel Center's Marian Anderson Hall on Friday night at 8 and Saturday afternoon at 2. The Gypsy Funk Squad is one of the acts performing at the Rainbow Moon Festival. It's on Saturday at the Snipes Farm and Education Center in Morrisville. But it's more than a music festival. It's a gathering of people who come together for community, food, and workshops on wellness, yoga, and healing. The all-day fest starts at 10 a.m. Our work here is done for now, as we've given you more than enough for your weekend to-do list. But before we go, we have to let you know that FinalCon is in town. The records that make you feel like you've gone back in time to a happier place, you can likely find them there. Over 70 vendors will be there with LPs and other vintage items. It's at the 23rd Street Armory Saturday and Sunday starting at 10 a.m. each day. But tickets are tiered with early admission on Saturday, so general admission, well, they gotta enter at noon. Sunday is free all day, but if you're looking for something specific, you might want to catch the early entry. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. If you missed anything or you want to find out more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. I got an iPhone camera. I love to take a photo.